Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, buenos dias. It's your host, Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, wish you a good day. If it's the repeat program on Friday, or any time that you've been listening to the recordings on podcasts or on my webpage, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. The word I'm going to be using today to a great extent is complex. Things aren't as simple as people expect, and life isn't as simple as we would hope. And last week, I had a number of persons, articles on a number of persons that I wanted to reflect on. I thought they were uplifting, and three of them were, you know, senior adults. And I said, well, I'll start the program going back to those that I didn't get to last week. And basically, there are three women. The first one is Sila Calderon, who by coincidence, a few weeks ago, we gave her the Citizen of the Year Award at San Juan Rotary. And she gave a really good talk about, you know, what's her passion and what she's been doing. Basically, it was around the center of Puerto Rico that she has created, helping especially women, but, you know, all genders, but especially women in terms of being entrepreneurs and addressing in that way poverty, which is one of the critical problems. And in terms of her, this article, which came out on the 7th of June, it's basically dealing with her youth and her time at Sagrado Corazon, the school, and then the University of Sagrado Corazon, when she went to Manhattanville. So she didn't go to the University of Sagrado Corazon, but she was awarded a doctorate in from Sagrado Corazon. And she would just say, and I was smiling because it kind of reminded of my wife's experience there and in Sagrado Corazon, that she was really talkative and not paid much attention. And she says that one day, one of the school, the teachers, there were nuns at that time, Minyi Seho, took her aside and said, usted tiene mucho potencial, Sila María. So they always use the two names. Usted tiene mucho potencial, pero no lo va a lograr si no se comporta. You have a lot of future potential, but if you don't behave, you're not going to achieve it. And she said that was, you know, a striking moment. And from there on, she decided to apply herself to not be too talkative, to be more disciplined, and study harder and get down to the grindstone. And the rest of history. She got the best grades in the class, and in fact, some people say she was, you know, in terms of her academic achievements, was one of the tops for many years, not just her grade that time. Went off to Manhattanville, even though she said she really wanted to go to an Ivy League school, but at that time, it was going to be a Catholic school, a Catholic college in the States, Manhattanville. And from there on, she worked. She says, so I think one of her main values is, you know, very, very orderly, something that I certainly don't have attributes for. And we know her going on in terms of politics and then in terms of philanthropy and getting involved with the poor and then addressing it actively, proactively, by helping persons, you know, become interpreters. So, as they say, you know, teaching people how to fish instead of just giving them fish. So, a great thing. I was kind of smiling when she says that you're not perfect. She says some people, you know, see me nice, but I'm not nice. And that's, and it just reminded me, you know, that word nice that we use so much in Puerto Rico. I think she's, you know, what we would say, she's assertive. She stands for what she stands for what she believes in. But I think she's a nice person. And she said that yo he sido la mujer más feliz del mundo. Yo soy super feliz. Because her mother had told her that the people, the women that worked and didn't, you know, become, you know, mothers and in the house, that they weren't happy. And she went on to prove that not to be true. So, Sila Calderon, kudos to her. Hopefully one day I'll have her in the program. She's got a tremendous career and a tremendous person. Kind of older. Doña Eusebia Vázquez Figueroa, 101 years old, in an article on her in Primera Hora on the 2nd of June, and she said she struggled all her life. She was born 7 months, and they thought she was going to die. In fact, they took her to the church to get a early baptism, but she struggled and finally gave out a cry, and the rest is history. And she's, you know, very grateful to God. She's very, very I'm a Catholic, she says, and goes to Sunday Mass religiously. And is, you know, very grateful for everything that she's been able. Tell some stories about how she had an addiction to cigarettes and asked, you know, help from God in terms of El Sagrado Corazón de Jesús me ayudara porque yo nací sin vicios, and that this particular addiction she wanted to break. And then one day she lit a cigarette and had an awful cough that she basically felt she was going to drown and vomited, and that was a turning point. It was kind of like in Sila Calderón, person saying, you know, you have a lot of potential, but you better behave. Well, here, that particular matter, you know, led her to, without any other assistance, immediately she stopped smoking. But she says, that what was critical is that she has worked all her life, and she started in the tobacco, and then she was in the States, and she says in fabricas and manufacturing, imagine, and sewing facilities. And then she's worked all her life, and she says the two things that she says, my lengthy life I attribute to active working hard and healthy eating. And So she hasn't had, you know, really any problems with diabetes, with cholesterol, with triglycerides, etc. And then she ends with I kind of smile when she says that you know, she eats a little bit of everything, but with moderation, you know, so that. And then she her pastime watches TV. Is a fan of the New York Yankees, and which is her favorite thing. But she says that among the things she has, todo tipo de comida con moderación. Good example of, boy, 101. We had a speaker yesterday, Mirna Rivera, and again I was, well, this time not so shocked as I was when I was 60 and they told me I had. Well, we're going to be, if it's relatively healthy, I'd have another 20 years. But Mirna saying that most of us in that room had a good chance of living to 95, and we had a plan financially as if that was going to take place. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm 82. I would be, you know, I'd be happy with 95, you know, especially if I'm able to reach that with my mantra, to die late as to die as late as possible, to die young as late as possible. I ran that with Montesquieu. The third story came out. This was also the 7th of June. And Nuevo Dia, and it's on Carlota Alfaro, and she's 93, and active as ever in University of Ana Jimenez. And, you know, a person that followed, you know, passion in terms of being in the design industry. And she says that through her, probably some 250 persons, you know, have gone by, I guess. Humanos han pasado más de 250,000 personas in 27 municipalities. And she sort of lifted out, you know, what she happy because her profession is what she enjoys. So it's almost like not working. She says in terms of, you know, what has been successful made her, you know, she says she's very, very happy. And she says forgiving. She has no enemies. She has always forgiven. And she gives of herself a lot. Lo que hago es dar. Y a donde quiera que vaya, yo disfruto todo. Another value is you know, very fortunate with her family. It's very close and healthy. And she's the third thing she mentions, similar to Doña Eusebia, very religious. I believe that this is important. That's the center of her life. And, you know, I kind of enjoyed the statement. She says, lo tengo todo. Yo ya planeé mi entierro. I have everything, and I have already planned my burial. She says, yo estoy preparada. Pero mientras tanto me doy el pitorro, puedo hacerlo con moderación. So she says, in the meantime, I have pitorro is equivalent, you know, the rum, equivalent to moonshine in the States, but with moderation. So there you have a good life, you know, those three women. And when she says dar and I always come back to reflect on what happened in this sermon on Sunday. Padre Danilo gave his sermon on compassion, and I was, as he was talking, he used the word compassion, only the word compassion, and I was kind of thinking, and there was some articles and some talks I've been to that separate compassion from, as really the critical, a very critical value, and very different from what some people would consider similar words or values, such as sympathy, pity, empathy, commiseration. You know, they're really quite different. The words with com, I think commiserate and compassion, mean, you know, with you and to be with the person. And the connotation of compassion, different from empathy and sympathy and pity and commiseration, the critical thing people have been pointing to is that compassion involves taking action to really not just feel empathetic and with the person and suffering with the particular person, but then goes further than that and then takes action to help that person in some way or other. And, you know, this is one of the clear values that I've been talking about over the weeks. And, you know, Pope Francis always said, you know, get out of the grandstand, get into the playing field. You know, you have to act and move forward. And in that regard, moving to someone younger and a little bit quite different from these three women, Esteban Santos, who's the executive vice president of the Amgen manufacturing in Puerto Rico, is one of our major manufacturing operations. there's an article on you know, and on again the 7th of June. Sometimes these articles sort of go together, and I say some days these are, especially on Sunday, they have a lot of articles on people, and I can take about an hour and a half to go through, for example, the Sunday in Nuevo Día. And this article was I found super interesting. You know, he was born in Calle and developed was raised really in Caguas and went through public education all his life, including University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez. He's an engineer. And he said, well, they moved to Connecticut when he was 23 years old. Says he did a master's in Instituto Politecnico Rensselaer in Hartford. If it's the Rensselaer, that's Troy, New York. But and does it get? I assume there is a good university, a couple of good universities in Hartford. University of Hartford. My grandson is studying there. So you know, it could be that could have been there, but Rensselaer RPI, as my father studied there, is a fantastic school. And in terms of business administration, it's known more for engineering, but it has a fantastic school of business administration. So I'll have to find out whether that was a typo and see where he really went to. But he's worked in U.S. and in Ireland and in Singapore, so he's been around. And what I found interesting in terms of Amgen, and it goes in with the complexity and the next topic, which is our infrastructure in Puerto Rico, is the dealing not only from his life point of view, which I'll get to right away, but respect to the company that is, of course, looking at what's happening today and being profitable today. But it says that it has invest 20% of his income in R&D, 7.3 billion dollars would be the amount given it. So long term, and complex, and in terms of him personally, he says that it's important in terms of talking to youth, in terms of advice to youth. He says it's important to dream and to have goals and all, but more important is the, discipline and action. He says, el primer consejo es aspirar al alto, dream high, but to combine those aspirations with discipline and action. Soñar es bonito, pero soñar sin acción no lleva nada. Dreaming is beautiful, but dreaming without action gets you nowhere. So we will go then back to the Puerto Rico infrastructure when we come back after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. Mm-hmm.